increase on myself, even though it's small, even though it's minuscule. So I can't do this. It's not that I don't think the mayor has done a great job. And I think he's led the city when we had some really tough times coming into this. And obviously, we never thought that we'd be in this position and have a budget hearing like we did this last time, where we just basically sat and was like, it's done. But just the way that it's written now, and if it's written like this, and if I'm lucky enough to be in this position, the way that the ordinance is stated and basically presented to us is something that I can't support.
Well, the one thing I'll say is that I think, speak for all the council members and then the mayor on this, we don't want to get into a situation like happened last year, that we all agreed on that. We went through it, kind of, it was an accident, but what happened, but, I also reserve a judgment on this until we get the second reading, because, you know, the way the state law is written in terms of elected official salaries and the rest of the employees, if we get into a situation with the Department of Local Finance or the Government Finance and had to trim the budget, it would present us back, perhaps, in the same situation we had last year, because the way the state law was structured, once an elected official's salary is set, it cannot be revisited, no matter what DMGF does later. So what, beyond the issue that Councilman Talbert is raising, we also have the additional question that we have to address before our next meeting. How will we deal with that situation? Because definitely we don't want to be where we were last year. People follow it. You remember the issue last year. So until that is resolved, you know, I also reserve judgment on this. I have no problem with passing on the first reading and the subject to amendment next meeting, the second reading. But until that's resolved, I would not feel comfortable with supporting it either. I don't know what the resolution would be.
That's why the ordinance was written the way it was written, right? The same way as these other salary ones that wouldn't take effect until the DLGF approves budgets.
And I can understand that, but in the situation, and of course this is hypothetical, but in the situation that DLGF had us trim the budget, and we felt like after we looked at the amount they wanted us to trim, that salaries would be the area that we would do the trimming. Not hypothetical in there, but let's say we're in that situation and we cut the salaries at that point, we could not cut the elected official salary because the way the state law is written, once you pass the elected official salary, it cannot be revisited. So even though we have language in here, in those set of hypotheticals I just mentioned, you can still wind up in that same situation we were last year. And that's a lot of hypothetical, but it could happen.
I don't think the DLGF should appear in this ordinance, if possible. I mean, you set your budget, you have a budget, you set your budget, and you shouldn't be a moving target.
I don't think it's a moving target. I think it's to make sure that that what we approve is fundable. You won't know that that's a fundable until DLGF approves these budgets and sends them out. Let me know exactly what's. If I use your reasoning, we should never ever give a raise because you never know what the money's there. Or if you always give a raise and it's never there, you're going to get deeper and deeper in the hole. And the fact to say that you can't cut salaries, I can tell you 4 years ago, you cut this salary $6,700. You three were on this council and cut the mayor's salary $6,700. And you're saying that elected official salaries can't be cut, which I think by law, you can't do that, but it was done. So.
Well, that's why we have a sharp city attorney over there. He can give us an advisory by the next meeting, unless you want to do it now.
And I wasn't involved when the mayor's salary was cut, for the record.
For the record.
You were not.
It was your fault that you weren't involved.
But on the same, you cut the clerk treasurer's salary, that same year, after a primary election, when you knew there was gonna be a new clerk treasurer and a new mayor, you cut those salaries. And I really think by law you can't do that. But I'll also say, I'm not in it for the money, that's why I didn't mention it, but now to say, hey, well, look, we're not getting raises again. I can tell you that the mayor is making $1,500 a year less than the last mayor was making in his fourth year as mayor. Because of those actions. Yet, I'll tell you that as council members, you're making $382 more today than you were when I did that same year. So.
Well, these are the issues we gotta resolve in the next, prior to this being the second reading. It is subject to being amended on second reading. But, I mean, as I started this, or as I said, the one issue we don't want to get into is what happened last year. Because that was very, it was just not good for anyone.
Mr. Rod, you wrote the ordinance as to what you did.
So, what you're saying is, the way you wrote the ordinance, if they come back and say we need to cut, we can cut salaries, correct?
Some salaries.
Scott, they're not cutting, like this ordinance is setting the maximum.
Right.
So that's what you can, so it wouldn't, nobody would be cut, it's just that their increase would be less.
You always advertise the budget for the maximum and you can reduce, but you can't increase from what you've advertised and had your hearing on. The caveat is, Mr. Chatton has pointed out, is to avoid chicanery, elected officials are in a separate category from the regular salary ordinance. And that, I submit, is why there are two ordinances for salaries as opposed to one. So it would be problematic to reduce an elected official's salary once it's passed, irrespective of the wordsmithing about retroactivity and Department of Local Government finance approval. But apparently there's a precedent for ignoring that provision, so I don't know.
Research that to the president and see where we're at. But in regards to DLGF and you know, pending that approval, and we, like in the past, we have given raises before, and that would never happen to be put into the ordinance. That's what, I mean, that's my only thing. Well, it's true, DLGF is not gonna come back and say cut salaries. They're gonna give you broad categories. You gotta cut from this fund, and this fund, and this fund, and then it's up to us to figure out where those cuts would come from. It's just that usually the degree of the salary increase would be in that list of items you would look at to make those cuts. Be in that list.
I think these ordinances were submitted with an abundance of caution to give employees who are not elected officials a heads up about what could happen and plan accordingly. And then it's up to the council on how the budget's ultimately appropriated and spent, and whether those. And in earlier years, that I recall, that there was more fat in the system, more forgiving budgetary process, where you were not so concerned about scraping the bottom of the barrel. Which the last few years, that approval has. There were fewer areas to look at ways to make up any deficits, so.
Well, a lot to think about for the next meeting. We don't have to resolve it all at this point. Those are the issues we've got to look at.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
No.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance, first reading ordinance 3525, passes by a vote of 5-2. Next is claims.
Madam Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $827,564.52.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in amount of $827,564.52.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the claims are approved by a vote of 7-0. We have nothing under miscellaneous.
Motion to adjourn.